Survivor Brains v Braun is down to its final three tribe mates after the Duchess of Double Bay, Cara, was voted out last night. Good morning, Cara. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm really, really well, thanks. Really well. Eating up a storm.
I bet.
It is so nice to have you here. We are both huge fans of the show, and to see you go out last night, I was on the edge of my seat.
Oh, me too, and I knew what was going on.
And now, Cara, of course, your game was so intertwined with George, and I don't want to talk about him for the whole interview because your game is individually defined as well. But early in the game, when the Sharks were circling for him, was it more of a strategic or emotional decision to kind of align with him and work with him?
Well, it was a bit of both. I wanted to have a really, really good journey, and I love smart. I'm really intrigued by it, and I love people I can, you know, hang out with and enjoy the journey. So George was amazing in that regard, and we just clicked, and I could see through him and his little bits and pieces that other people couldn't. So, and it was always my plan to align with someone very quickly and, you know, rock it through.
Took you a long way in the game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you
we both helped each other.
You would have had that support as well, because I'd imagine it's very isolating out there. You know, you're stripped back from all of your comforts, your emotional comforts as well. So having that person, I'd imagine you guys have an incredible bond.
We absolutely do, and we still speak probably 3 or 4 times a day.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Yeah.
Cara, reflecting on your game, other than the final four vote last night, which, of course, Haley kind of got in the mix and influenced that vote, is there another sliding doors moment in the game where you think you could have truly altered your, you know, kind of final result?
My biggest regret was getting spooked by those urns and playing my idol when I didn't need to, because I think that idol went back in for Flick. But I didn't know what those urns were, and I kept thinking, there's been so many twists and turns in this game. I was literally turning myself inside out with all these conspiracy theories. I was thinking, maybe it's a power vote, you know, where you come back and you vote, you just have one vote and send someone off. But I just couldn't risk it.
Between us, Cara, the save urns were pretty stupid, right?
Yes, between us, because no one else is listening. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, great.
I looked at those urns and I was like, it's in the middle one. And it was. And I thought, and that's the intuition kicking in. I want to talk about you being an empath, Cara, because I'd imagine that would have almost made the game more confusing because you'd be just feeling so much. Did that throw you?
Yes and no. It is easier to read people, frankly, and understand what's going on. I'm a bit of a mama bear too, so it allowed me to connect with people. And I did help a lot of people in the background, because that's just me. I just like helping people. But yes, sometimes it was just an emotional overload, and that's also why actually being out in nature kind of balances that.
So true.
Let's talk about the impact on you, because, of course, we're talking about emotional impact there where, you know, for 47 days you are, you know, trying to question whether people are being truthful for you. But, of course, then you add that to the physical impact that the Outback takes. When you finally got out of the game, like, how did you kind of feel that?
When I got out of the game, it was actually really, really bizarre. Just coming back home, I was so overwhelmed with colours and looking at my screen for the first time. You really do get institutionalised. When I got my wallet back, I was like, oh, my God, I can actually go and buy something myself. I don't have to work for my food, and I still wander around the streets. I'm looking at all the wood, thinking, oh, that would burn really well. That would last all night. Well, that wouldn't. And I'm looking at bits and pieces to eat in the trees.
I would love to go on Survivor if it wasn't cold and there wasn't the challenges.
Oh, just little things?
Yeah.
And you had beds and you didn't have to do anything. You just slept around all day.
I would just like the concept of being stripped away from everything and being in this environment with a group of people who you don't know and pushing yourself to your absolute limits and finding out what's in that tank, because I feel like Survivor is the type of show that anyone can win. That's why I've always loved it. And I think you see people in their truest raw form. You see them at the very bottom of their guts where they're trying to, you know, crawl across that line to get the last sandbag. I think it's amazing.
It is absolutely soul-searching, and one of the wonders that I find about the game, I used to think it was just about the challenges, but they really do strip away all your creature comforts, they take away all your base. So what actually happens is you do go very primal, and it's all your foibles and your issues and everything comes out. So it's actually quite cathartic in many ways.
Big old therapy.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. There was many times I was staring at the stars going, what the hell am I doing out here?
Listen, Cara, like a massive compliment to you, because I think, you know, some seasons you can question the people that make it through to the end, but I truly believe that this season, above international seasons as well, we were, you know, gifted with such a strong top four. It's now a top three. All have strong games with vastly different reasons to actually go on and be the sole survivor. As a jury member now, you take on that different role. Are you looking at strong gameplay, relationships that you've formed? Like, what is in your mind when you go through to that final vote?
So there are so many ways you can look at who most the prize is the winner, essentially. Hayley has played an amazing game, but in the beginning, not so good with the strategy, but she's winning challenges, and so is Flick. Flick is absolutely adorable. Played an awesome social game. But, you know, I have to say my mate George, he is an underdog, and he literally, like myself, we just hustled our way. And for me, the hustle is the all. We never rested on our laurels. We continue to fight. We're human, we make mistakes, but we just never, ever rested, you know. Even looking for idols and things like that, we were looking for 3 days for that one that I found.
Yeah. Wow.
And so it's definitely not easy, and he just digs deep.
I think
so. George is my pick.
If he makes it to the top two, I think he's a very good shot to win it. But against Flick's got a lot of friends on the jury. That's my fear.
I know. That's why I wanted to vote her out. Damn, she got that immunity. That was my undoing.
Congratulations on such an incredible game played, Cara. I know sometimes that's cold words when you come out in fourth place, but it truly was a pleasure to watch you this season. Australian Survivor concludes this Sunday, 7:30 on Channel 10. Cara, it's been an absolute pleasure. The Duchess of Double Bay, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, guys. Likewise.